Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
Yeah, the price of petrol and diesel will rise this Thursday. This comes as the government starts to unwind its excise duty cuts made last March. Geraldine Herbert is the motoring editor with the Sunday Independent and joins us now. Geraldine, welcome as always to the programme. So exactly how much of an increase is coming motorists' way this week?
Okay, well, this is going to be, as you said, it's going to be staggered over three different dates. So the 1st of June, we'll see a 6 cent per litre increase on petrol and a 5 cent per litre increase on diesel. And then in September, this petrol will go up by 7 cents, diesel by 5. And then finally, the full cut that was introduced last March will be restored on the 31st of October with another increase of 8 cents for petrol and 6 cents for diesel.
So by the time all of that is unwound, how will it compare to what we were paying for petrol and diesel before the war in Ukraine?
Okay, well, it depends what happens over the summer, obviously, and what situation we're in by October. At the moment, we're quite lucky because prices have gone back to sort of September 2021. Now, if you remember, it was about October that prices started to escalate. And then, of course, the Russian invasion of Ukraine just sent them completely volatile and really, really high. So it was against that sort of backdrop that this cut was introduced in the first place.
Okay, so it's sort of hard to know, but I mean, if you were advising people to fill up the petrol tanks, you probably would be saying do it before the 1st of June then, and come September things are going to get more expensive.
Oh, absolutely. I would say go and fill your car on Wednesday evening. By all means, definitely do. And looking at it now, I'd say by the time it's fully restored in October, what you're definitely looking at is probably on average about 10 euros more to fill your car. That's how it stands now. As I said, we have to wait and see what happens to prices during the summer, but they're fairly stable at the moment.
There's also changes coming, Geraldine, with the types of petrol that are available at the forecourt. They're doing away with the E5 petrol. Why is that, and what does that mean?
Yeah, most people will have noticed this already. So we did have E5 and that meant that it was a 5% ethanol mix in our petrol. Now it's going to be E10, so it's a 10% mix, and it's part of measures that have been brought in to reduce carbon emissions.
And practically for the average driver, does it make any difference?
No, most drivers shouldn't notice any difference. I mean, this is new to Ireland, but it's been available for decades in the US. It's been in Brazil, it's been used in Europe, and it's been used with no great issues. The problem is there's a lot of confusion around it. Now, if you have a car manufactured since 2011, it's certified compatible with E10. That's not to say, though, if you have an older car that it's not compatible, and that's where the issue is. They just happen to issue these certs from 2011 onwards. The only really area of concern would be if you have a very old car, if you have a 20-year-old car, if you have a classic car. The advice then is you just need to keep an eye on certain components. They may need to be replaced a little bit more regularly. But I mean, you're talking about a tiny, tiny percentage of the car fleet. Most car owners won't notice any difference whatsoever.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent.